With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is using his executive power to ban state government and some private entities from requiring COVID-19 vaccine passports to access services. Abbott signed the mandate Tuesday. It blocks state agencies, political subdivisions, and public and private organizations that receive public funding from requiring proof that someone in Texas has been inoculated against the coronavirus. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a similar executive order last week. Police say a 2-year-old boy is in critical condition after being shot in the head while riding in a car along Chicago's famed Lakeshore Drive. The 11 a.m. shooting happened about 12 hours after seven people involved in a fight on a sidewalk on the city's south side were shot and wounded. More details at srnnews.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 so far on this weather pattern over the last few days, but weather changes are coming up in the not-too-distant future. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not as cool. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Slight chance of showers tomorrow afternoon, then scattered showers and thunderstorms by late Wednesday night, becoming likely on Thursday. Thursday's high right around 80, and more showers in the forecast for Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
Health and wealth. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer. And by the way, have you called David Earnest? Call him right now at 279-7431. Or if you're in the Birmingham area, call 205-479-0839. Let David Earnest put you on the path to financial security. Call David Earnest today.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Hey there, welcome back to Try and Tell the Truth. I'm Biff Buffington, and we're down to our final round. We're going to find out who is the real asset preservationist. Contestant number one, can you tell me something that an asset preservationist
would say.
My papa had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
Wrong. I don't know, number one. That sounds a little sketchy. How about you, number two? Can you tell us something an asset preservationist might say?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Wrong. Well, I gotta tell you, number two, I don't know what game show you're on, but it's not this one. And number three, how about you? Can you tell us something an asset preservationist would say?
If you want your stock market protection and tax protection, give me a call and let's get real about protecting your assets from these liberals.
Well, I'm not hearing the wrong buzzer, judges. Well, it looks like we found him. Will the real asset preservationist please stand up?
Hello, my name is David Ernest, and I am the real asset preservationist.
Thanks, David. And remember, call David Ernest, 279-7431.
I'm standing tall because I am the real asset preservationist, and I will protect your assets.
And we'll see you next time on To Try and Tell the Truth. Bye-bye.
I got hairy legs.
Would somebody please get him out of here?
From our super secret studio, where the truth shall make you free, asset preservationist David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. You know, some politicians will never be free because they just cannot bring themselves to tell the truth. David Ernest makes his living by telling the truth, telling everyone who will listen the truth about how to get the most out of your retirement. Now, let's have a warm welcome for the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
There he is.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
With a brand new transmitter to talk on. Oh, by the way, I just want to set the record straight.
Uh-huh.
Not many people know this. If you'd listened to George Norrie this morning on Coast to Coast, you might have heard it. Actually, what happened is we were all around here, and the station was fine. We all got abducted by aliens.
And I felt like I was out of this world.
Yeah, they talked to us for a little while, and before they let us go, they did that flashy thing, you know. But I got this squinchy eye, so it didn't get me all the way. So I kind of remembered a lot of the stuff, you know, and
you tricked them.
Yeah, and they were, I think, that, well, they were talking something about, well, we got that All-Star game out of Georgia. Wait a minute, those were the Democrats. We were abducted by Democrats, and they're messing with our minds.
Democrats.
Yeah, I tell you what, they sure are doing some dumb things.
Will the real president please stand up?
Well, you know, he doesn't have to show ID, I guess.
I mean, like, we know he's not really running this country. You know, we know this. Most of us know this.
Oh, yeah.
It's obvious. I mean, he doesn't really know what's going on. Have you noticed that he's not all there? Somebody else is running this show.
Uh-huh. And his wife is kind of, she's dressing like Madonna. Have you seen?
Yeah,
have you seen that?
She got a money order degree. I get it. You know, so businesses and stock people—they're not running the stock market either. You know, there's hidden elements here. We have a shadow government, really. You know, really, I think we do.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
And you know, who is it? Well, you know, some people say, "Well, it's the Illuminati." Some people say, "Well, it's the liberals." Or something more sinister? Is it a group that wants to control us for gain and profit?
Yeah.
You know, we sheep?
You know what I think we're going to find here soon?
What's that?
We're going to find out who it is, and it's going to be like a Scooby-Doo moment. So we'll see who it really is. You pull the mask off, and it's Old Man Johnson.
Yes, whoever he is. You know, we're just guinea pigs, and the stock market probably is being manipulated. So will the next crash make a few people rich and the majority broke? Sheep, are we sheep or are we a lion? We're going to roar and say, no, we want cash when the next crash occurs because, you know, cash could be king. I know that a lot of folks around saying cash is trash. Well, I can tell you right now, cash will not ever really be trash.
No.
Why? Because you can spend it.
Yeah.
You know you can spend it, and you know that if you got cash, you got a stash. You know if you got cash in the hand, it's better than having two birds in the bush. You know, who wants two dead birds in the bush anyway? I mean, like, what good's that? You know, I mean, really, bird in the hand's better than two in the bush.
If you like dead birds, I mean, it's okay, but for you,
I guess. So will we roar with cash when the next crash occurs? In other words, our folks will have all kinds of cash. All kinds of money will be conserved. Will it cause Trump and our normal way of life to come back in vengeance when it happens? In other words, or will we be a casualty of war because we lost our stash of cash?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I say our stocks went down? You know, we have a better way of doing things. From our perspective, especially if you're older, and that is utilizing the stock market in a safe mode way. It's called fixed indexed annuity. And I know a lot of folks out there want to talk bad about them. Why? Because they can't make any money off of it. I understand how it works. If you can't make enough money off of something, you're going to badmouth it because you don't want everybody to get into it, because then you can't bring the money to you.
Right.
I understand how it works. Don't you? Don't you understand they want that money in the economy? Don't you understand they want your money in the stock market to hold it up? You know, if you pull your money out, what happens? Yeah, it doesn't help anything, does it?
You know, they don't
if
have
enough people pull the money out of the stock market, what does it do?
Well, it's going to blow up. It's going to crash.
Exactly. And so what's causing all of this money to go into the stock market? Stimulus, debt. What's going to happen when it backfires and the money that we owe is more than we're generating per year?
It's not going to be good.
No. So this is what we're talking about. And this thing can turn on a dime.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you don't have time to get ready to turn on a dime. You know, how many people driving down the road to 90 miles an hour? I can turn on a dime. Really? You can turn that car around so fast, you're headed back the other way before you can say, you know, turn around fast. So here's the thing. You got to slow down. You got to stop. And if you're out of control, you may hit the ditch. You see, you can't turn around on a dime. You've got to have it ready. You've got to be ready. You know, you've got to be somewhere where it can't hit you. You cannot react fast enough. I mean, Do you remember all those clogs we've had in the stock market in the past where they said, well, you know, they can't even take phone calls and it's dropping. And then they got all those things in there that try to, you know, circuit break it because it's dropping so fast.
Right.
But you try to get your broker there in that period of time. Try to get them. Any kind of broker. You know, I had people say, well, I couldn't get a hold of nobody to answer the call. I bet. Yeah, I guess not, because they know why you're calling. They know you're wanting to sell the stock and get out, and it's cluster, you know what, all the way through. You don't want to be in the wrong time zone when this happens. So the problem is we don't know when it happens. Just like we don't know when the asteroid's going to hit. Just like we don't know a lot of things. We don't know when we're going to die. Thank the goodness we don't know these things. Thank the Lord we don't know these things. I don't want to know those things. But I also don't want to suffer these things.
Right.
You know, if the market goes down, if I'm in the stock market, I'm going to suffer. But if I got it somewhere else, I'm going to still be able to eat supper. I don't have to suffer. I'm eating my supper.
Uh-huh.
Because why? Because cash is king and I still have it. You say, how can you still have cash? Fixed indexed annuities can be converted to cash almost instantaneously. Sure, they may have surrender charges on them if they're early. I guess that. But, you know, you got free withdrawals of 10 to 20% per year. And then after so many years, you have 100% free withdrawals. You know, what more do you want? You know, if the stock market dropped 50%, are they going to let you have the 10% of your money at the high end and say, well, we'll just forget it. We're going to forgive all these losses. Here's the top 10% of your money. You know.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to say, we're sorry, but you're down 50%. If you take out 10%, you're going to be down 40%. Go figure. You know, with a program like we've got, if it goes down 50%, you don't go down any. If you take out 10%, you still got you know, 90% of what you had before you took out the 10%.
And
not 40%.
Don't forget those bonuses.
Oh, yeah, gigantic bonuses.
You could get,
yes, we got gigantic bonuses on some of these programs. So, you know, how does it work? Well, I can't tell you everything on a radio show. There's too many disclosures, too many this, that, and the others. But you can come see me, and I'll show you. I'll write it out on the pad and show you every nick and crevice of the thing. You know, the thing is, you'll probably like it because, you know, gain with no pain. You know, they say no pain, no gain. What about you can gain with no pain, that no pain of potential losses, no pain. It's some say, well, you know, you might lose because you got to grow, you know, at what do they call it, inflation risk. Well, if you can average more than inflation, you're not going to have an inflation risk. You know, if the program's designed to grow better than inflation, you're not going to lose any inflation risk. You know, risk. The stock market historically grown faster than inflation. The problem is the dips and the drips and the turns and the crevices and the cave-ins. 1929 was the worst one of all. It took 25 years to get back to where we were. Do you think it can't happen again, my friend? Oh, well, let's just say it could happen half as bad.
It's
half of 25.
Oh, man, you didn't tell me.
12 years and a half.
You didn't tell me there was going to be math, man. I just.
Yeah, I get it. So 5, 10 years, you're 50 years old, 55 years old, and the thing goes down for most 2/3 of your retirement time.
Mm-hmm.
What did that do for you? Do you really want to be in it? You say, well, I can just wait it out. Yeah, you wait it out, and then you die, and then your kids get it and spend it anyway, and they take the loss.
Right.
And then Biden comes in and says, hey, you owe me 30, 40% because I got rid of step up. You see what I'm talking about? You need to be able to fix all that stuff ahead of time where you won't get hit with that stuff. Now, this is a really good opportunity right now to use non-qualified annuity stretches. And you need to get educated on those. I know all about them. I mean, come talk to me if you don't know what they are.
And
you'll never find them in the tax code. They're not in there. The private letter rulings, guys. The thing about it is, we can beat that system that they talk about where they're going to tax everything whenever they get ready to tax it. We go tax deferred or tax free. You know, no pain, all gain. Why? Because you can only go sideways and up. And every year we do some manipulation to make it go up. So it's always an up, always an increase, unless you want to take money out and spend it. You know, yes, we can make good money. In 2018, we had tremendous returns. This year, I'm seeing some really good returns come in. You know, the next 12 months, if the market goes up, we're going to make a lot of money in these fixed index annuities. We're never going to lose what we make. It don't happen. It locks in. The insurance company guarantees it. Okay? This stuff's beautiful. Okay, now, do you trust politicians?
No.
Do you trust Biden?
Oh, Lordy, no.
Do you trust that he will not trick us in the long run into paying more taxes? He's trying right now. Why not put your money somewhere where you don't have to worry about paying more taxes and you can time things when you want to time them? In other words, tax deferral or tax free. You know, I preach this over and over and over. I know that I sound like a preacher. I know I sound like one. But okay, that's okay. I'm trying to help you find your way. You know, preachers are trying to help you find your way. I'm trying to help you find your way where you won't lose your assets. You know, otherwise known your assets. So anyway, you do not want this to happen. It don't need to happen, and you still need to be able to make good money. Now, if you're one of these stock jock kind of folks and you want to make a lot of money in the stock market, be my guest. I'm not against it. You should have the availability to do whatever you want to do. They should not be Elizabeth Warren's coming in and saying, okay, if you're going to do this, we're going to have a wealth tax. There should not be Bernie Sanders coming in and trying to influence Joe Biden into having extra taxes on the wealthy, extra taxes on your IRAs, and extra taxes on your corporations. This shouldn't be happening. This is the first time in history, to my knowledge, Well, we've had all these people talk about massive taxes, and the stock market didn't crawl back into a dungeon somewhere. You know, really? Do you really think that in the long run, the stock market is going to lack these extra taxes? Really? You gotta say, I want to invest my money so I can pay more tax. What kind of insanity is that?
Mm.
You know, don't you want to invest your money so that you don't have to pay hardly any taxes till you get ready? Or maybe never? Wouldn't that be better?
That would
suit
me. Wouldn't
you like to invest your money where you can write off what you put into your retirement plans off your taxes and reduce your taxes? Maybe you'll get into a Republican plan someday and you can take it out then and pay less tax. Wouldn't you like control over what you have so you don't lose it and that the liberals don't come in and take it away and abuse it? You know, there's a lot of things that you need to know that if you don't know, you need the information. Why? Because it's wonderful information. It's beautiful information. Why? Because it can help you have more money and never pay as much taxes. Don't listen to some of these crazy things. In my opinion, it's crazy to take money out of a retirement account to pay off a house or real estate. And why on earth would you want to do that when you have to pay taxes when you take it out? Turn around, buy the real estate. And then maybe it crashes like it did in 2008, or maybe, just maybe, Biden changes the law and then he charges 40% or something like that, extra tax. So now you pay taxes to get it out of the IRA at 30, 40% maybe. And then you turn around and put it in a house, and then you're going to have to pay another 30, 40% again. So that's like double taxation. Why do you want to do something like that? Why on earth would you want to do it? I mean, really? And who's telling you to do this? You know, get out of debt. Getting out of debt's great, but I'm going to tell you what's better than getting out of debt. Having a large bottom line net assets. More money. If you're worth more money, if you've got some debt, and the people will let you borrow money for almost nothing, and then you can invest it and make more money safely. Worst case scenario, you just borrow money and you got their money. They try to get it back to you. We call those banks. How in the world are they going to get those back? Oh, they can't get it back. If it's in a house, it goes wiped out with it if the market crashes. Same way with stocks. Asset preservationists tell you this. Asset preservation is to preserve your assets. Hang on to the cash. Cash is king. We're in untried waters right now. We're in uncharted territory. Why would you want to risk in uncharted territory your assets when you're older? Why would you want to do that? Why? Because Dave Ramsey said to? You know how crazy that sounds?
Pretty crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like, really? Well, back it up. Show me. Well, they say over the last 20 or 30 years, if you'll just wait, it'll come back. Yeah, over the last 5, 10, 20 years? What if you needed it tomorrow and it cut in half today and you needed it tomorrow? What happens then? What happens? You don't have it? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about preserving your assets, being protective about your assets. You should be protective about your health. Why do you go to the doctor? To protect your health. Why do you eat right? To protect your health. Why do you exercise? To protect your health. What's different in protecting your assets? Why would you be slouchy with your assets and protect your health? There's one thing that folks know about. There's a saying, an old saying. The only thing worse than dying is outliving your money. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, and what's the use of having a retirement account if you're dead? Well, you can leave it to someone who'll spend it. I get it. So here's the thing. Retirement accounts, pensions, monies that is for you needs to be conserved for you. And then if someone else wants it or you want to give it to them, then we need to fix it where when it jumps over to the next generation, Biden doesn't stand there with his hairy legs and say, I need to shave my legs, you know, give me your money. So anyway, you can't trust this guy. He's not even the real president. He's you know, what is that show, To Tell the Truth? Will the real president pretty stand up? Who would really stand up? It's not going to be him. Who's in control?
I think they're out of control.
It has to do with a lot of things. One of the biggest thing is they want to make money off of us. I do believe they want our money. I do believe they want our wealth. I do believe they want a redistribution of wealth. They want to get what we've got to pay off folks that voted for them. It's a form of bribery. Bribery. You know, bribery is illegal. Why is it that? They get away with highway robbery. They bribe their way all the way through. They take our money and they give it to the folks that didn't work just because they came out of Mexico or Central America. I'm not against, you know, people coming in here the right way. Because why? Because they can help us build the economy. But to come and drain the economy, you know, it's crazy for this to happen. We can't trust this system. Will this system bite us back? What do you think, Rusty?
I think you're exactly right. I mean, you know, I think we're being set up to fail. And the government wants us to be dependent on them.
Exactly. You know, it's a horrible thing to work hard for your money. That's bad enough. But what's even worse is to lose it because of some crazy experts telling you things to do that don't make any sense that ever. It never did, never will. Because cash is king. I don't care what they tell you. I've read the stuff. These things says cash is trash. Really? Well, go try to buy something without it.
Yeah, go take your old tin cans there and try to make your car payment.
Oh, you say, well, you can buy with cryptocurrency. Well, what if it's not here tomorrow? What if it just, you know, kind of crept its way on out? You know, we don't know these things. The government stands behind our money. Remember, I had some relatives back in the Civil War days. They said they had some money, and then the next day they had nothing. The money is only worth what the government is worth. If we lose our government value with inflation,
uh-huh.
Or if we lose it because, you know, all these things come around, we're going to have a massive deflation of the stock market, I do believe. This thing is a bubble, I'm telling you. In my opinion, in a lot of economists' opinion, this is the biggest bubble that we've ever seen in the history of time. And yet everybody's trying to get in it and push in a dime. You know, what's going to happen in the end? Do you want to be that catastrophic casualty, my friend? Don't be a casualty. What can they do to not be a casualty, Rusty?
Well, what I would do is I would go to the phone, and I'd call David Ernest at 279-7431. And if I happen to be in the Birmingham area, I would call 205-479-0839. I would talk with him, possibly even set up an appointment. You know, after Friday, people can go out without their masks. So that would be a good time to go by and see David and yeah. Just talk to him and find out what you need to know, because it's been said many times, it's almost a cliche now, knowledge is power. You have to arm yourself with knowledge, to quote the late, great Paul Powers. And that's what you need to do. And it's there's so many avenues to get knowledge from. It's free. That is one thing that's free. And so is the consultation at Ernest Financial. Call them today, 279-7431, or in the Birmingham area, 205-479-0839.
You know, you impressed me, Rusty, with your memory.
That's the only two.
You're good at numbers.
I don't even know my phone number, man. What you talking about?
So I guess we're going to go on into a breakdown. But, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk more about why cash is not trash.
No, it's not.
Why do you think the kids want that cash so bad?
Well,
they always come to you and say, hey, Dad, you got some cash?
You can't take that. Can't take a sack of trash.
They don't ask for trash, do they?
Can't take a sack of trash to the mall and get anything.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is just stay where you are. We're going to take a short break, as David said. And we'll be back and talk more about how you can save your assets. This is the Health and Wealth Show. We thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back with the second half of the program. We like to do it in that order. The first half, we do it first. and then the second half, because if you did the second half first, it might confuse some people. So, yeah, don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Earnest Financial, LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
We don't like to go out shopping. We don't care what's on sale. We just want to sit with a bag full of chips watching the NFL. When you come over at halftime and say, does this dress fit too tight? We just look you in the eye with a big fat lie and say, looks just right. Well, that's the truth about men. Yeah, that's the truth about us. We like to hunt and golf on our days off. Scratch, spit, and cuss. And no matter what line we hand you, we come dragging in. We ain't wrong, we ain't sorry, and it's probably gonna happen again. We hate watching steel magnolias.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, tell the truth. Have you called David Earnest? Call him right now at 279-7431, or in the Birmingham area, call 205-479-0839. You can also visit David's website at retirewithearnest.com. Remember the old song, "It's a Sin to Tell a Lie"? Well, here's a guy who wants to sing it to all the fibbers in Washington, D.C. It's David Earnest.
Thank you.
He's winding up now, going to sing that to all the fibers up there in Washington. Man, I tell you what,
that would take a big job.
You better do it like that guy said in Brother, Where Art Thou? You're going to have to be mass communicating.
Yeah, it would take a lot.
You know,
people talk about write-offs. You know, writing off your taxes, that kind of stuff. Well, have you ever heard of a negative write-off?
No. How does that work?
Okay. Well, in the business world, a negative write-off refers to the decision not to pay back an individual or an organization that has overpaid on an account. A negative write-offs can sometimes be seen as fraudulent. Well, then why is it the government does this all the time? Think about it. You pay in all those taxes over the years.
Yeah.
And then when they do give it back to you at the end of the year, they don't give you any interest. They don't give you anything. They just write you off. That's a negative write-off. You know, so we don't get anything but negative write-offs from the government all the time. But here's another thing that is coming, is coming, is coming.
It's coming.
Have you ever heard of anything called a write-down? It's not a hoedown.
I heard of a get down. Or a, did you hear that story? This black comedian was talking. He went to a barn dance, and he heard the word hoedown, and he thought his date had fallen.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
So write down. I'm skipping over that one.
Just jump on across that one. Okay. I'm sorry.
A write down is an accounting treatment that recognizes the reduced value of an impaired asset. Now, guess what? Our country is borrowing massive amounts of money from who knows where, and what do they want to do in the long run if it doesn't work out? They're going to do a devaluation. They're going to do a write-down. Who gets hurt on the write-down? The liability of that money being worth what it was worth gets written down. But if something like this happens, then you also have stocks go down probably and all kinds of other stuff.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
So say I came into possession of that Mona Lisa painting, and it's worth a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And say the government wanted to get a hold of it, and you use it for whatever the government uses stuff for, give it away. And somehow or another, it worked out where they couldn't get it and I still had it. They would devalue my picture so that I couldn't sell it. They would say, well, it's not worth that much. Kind of like if I can't have you, nobody can, that kind of thing.
Or it could be the other way around. If they devalue money, they have to give you more money for them to get the picture.
Okay.
That's where something that's working against the inflation, in other words, gaining against inflation, works. You know, so if the dollars are written down, and they're written down every year, we have a write down every year of 2 or 3% or more. That's inflation, guys. They're writing it down. It's being lost. It's going away.
Right.
You know, you've got to work harder to get that extra 2 or 3%. That's a write down, as far as we're concerned, because it went away. It's gone. So the only way you can fight a write down is to write up the ship. In other words, gain more than you're losing on the value of the dollar. Cash is king. I get it. But you still got to have a system that's gaining against the system of writing you down.
Right.
They would like to write you off because there's Medicare and Social Security and all these things. I know they want to write us off, but there's a write down going on. And of course, they're financing this stuff with these votes that they're buying. Yes, they're buying votes. Do you think for one second that they don't buy votes, you know, or cheat on the votes? Really? I mean, why would they not let us look at it if they weren't trying to cheat? You know, if somebody won't let me see something, I suspect them. Why are you trying to hide things? But a write-down is something considered synonymous with a write-off, too. The distinction is that while a write-off is generally completely removed from the balance sheet, a write-down leaves the asset with a lower value, and that's what's going on.
Right.
But we're getting written down, and they wish they could write us off. And this is happening in our own country, and we've got to do something about it. How can you do something about it? Well, number one, you can vote and hope that your vote is not canceled out by something that wasn't really a vote.
Right.
Okay. Number two, you can be smart and try to conserve your assets, at least some of them. Don't put all of your assets into a danger zone, especially if you're older. You know, if you've got a lot of time, you can dance and drink all the wine, you know, and let it come back. But if you don't have a lot of time, it's important to conserve your dime. Why? Because you're older and you don't have the time. That's what we're all about. We're asset preservationists. We're about preserving the assets, trying to fight inflation, trying to fight taxes, and all these other things. But how can you do it? Well, we got the weapons. You know, when we fight a war, we have to have weapons. Then we have to have personnel to man the weapons. We got it. We've got the weapons. The weapons are the products we've got.
Mm-hmm.
We got the personnel. That's folks like me that man these weapons. You come in and we show you how we can blow away your problems with this weapon. How do you do it? You fight the inflation.
Mm-hmm.
You fight the taxes. You fight the probability of loss. All these things are weapons, products, if you want to call them that, that will fight for your cause so that you won't be a lost cause.
Right.
That's what you don't want. You don't want to be a casualty of war because you didn't have the weapons to fight it with. And that's what the liberals want us to do. They want us to not have the weapons. Elizabeth Warren is against what I do. She's all for this stuff that she preaches about, and then she comes around and talks to Biden, and then you got Bernie Sanders talking to him, and they twist things, and they get things all twisted up, because why? They don't want you to know. Even Mo Brooks said something on the last show that got me impressed, and I don't know if you remember the exact words, but essentially it was like this. This thing's a bubble. Politicians recognize it. Smart people recognize it. What's going to happen? When's it going to happen? That I wish I knew. But I tell you this, I don't see it not happening. I don't see it not happening. Because the value just can't be there. I mean, like they said, well, they got all these people going back to work. They're not got all these people. These are not new jobs. These are just people going back to the jobs that they had been laid off from. It's not new job creation. They're going back and say, hey, can I have my old job back? That's not the same as creating a job. And then you got Biden said, well, we're creating a massive amount of jobs. How'd he create the jobs? Where'd they come from?
I don't think he has.
No, he hadn't created anything. All he did was let people go back to work, which he should have done from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
This economy, this country, this democracy, this thing that we have, it'll correct itself if you let people do what they want to do, what they need to do, and that is work.
Did you hear about the, I'm sorry, I can't think of the lady's name. She's something with finance, one of Biden's folks, and they want to have a minimum tax for corporations.
Yep.
Globally. Now, how you gonna do they mean stuff that's here that has stuff around the world or in every country?
I think what that meant, Rusty, was if you're a domicile company or a domicile person in the United States,
uh-huh.
you're doing business offshore somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
The first 10% or something like that was not taxed. They want to change it where everything's taxed and you can't put it in a crevice somewhere and hide it. You know, they want to find out where it's at so they can get to it. This is the most drastic tax increase since the 1930s or 40s. Uh-huh. I mean, this is horrible.
Well,
this is the most horrible tax. And we all know what happened when they increased the taxes in the 30s and all these other stuff, the stuff that they did. It caused disaster. We did not grow the way we needed to grow. You know, taxes, look at the Ronald Reagan era. Whenever he came in and he lowered the taxes, look at the boom that we had. 1980 was a boom. Look at the boom we had when Trump came in and he lowered the taxes. It was a boom. look what's about to happen when they are jacking these taxes to the roof. It is not going to be a boom. This is not a boom. This is a joke. This is a joke. This is not. It'll cause you to have a stroke. This is a joke. We're not booming, guys.
You'll choke.
We're going to choke.
Let me ask you another question. They've printed all this money for all this stimulus and all this money they've given to other countries for some strange reason. Personally, I think they ought to hate us for free. But why don't, instead of raising our taxes, why don't they just print a bunch more money? Would that work?
Well, I mean, that's what they're doing, plus raising taxes. But what they're trying to do is print all the money and then raise the taxes to pay it back. It'll never work because they're printing more than they're raising taxes. Look, it's a vicious cycle.
Right.
It's a vicious cycle. The only way you can pay these taxes back is to increase the economy so much that people want to work and make profits and make money. You know, they say, well, kids are not having enough babies. Well, whose fault's that? They preached and preached that you shouldn't have more than one or two kids, okay? So they got what they wanted on that. So now the people that are having massive amount of babies, they're not really working. They're not really working.
Mm-hmm.
They're just taking money off the system because they really probably don't have time to work. So here's the thing. This thing's all goofed up. We will pay for it in the end. You know, it'll stick us in the end. But here's, as an economy, it's going to stick us in the end. As a nation, it's going to stick us in the end. But as an individual, you might get around it. There's a select few that know things about how to conserve assets.
Mm-hmm.
We know some things about how to conserve assets. Cash will always be king. I don't care what happens. Cash is going to be where it's at. Cash is the stash. Cash will never be trash. I mean, really. You say, just give me some trash. I'd rather have that in cash. You know, give me some stocks. I'd rather have that in cash. Really? You want some stocks that's worth 10 times? I mean, you'd have to pay 10 times what it's really worth? Because you know what happens when the stock market is a bubble. It turns into trash.
Mm-hmm. Or the exploding
then
trash.
Your stash is trash.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, if you're younger, fine. Go ahead with it. If you're older, be careful. You're about to get burned.
Well, I've got...
than you can imagine.
I've got an idea. And, you know, if you want to copy this at home, go ahead, because I think it's a good idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a fence around my house, my little acre, my little cabin there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to secede from the Union, and then I'm going to declare war on the United States and then surrender and apply for foreign aid. I think that'll work.
Well, it's better than at least you got a plan.
Yeah, I don't need $2-3 billion. They send me a couple hundred grand. I'll be fine, you know, and then, I'll set up maybe some sort of a factory out there. Make church fans or something. I don't know.
We have got to protect this economy. We've got to protect our government. We've got to protect our way of life. What they're doing to us is suicide. They're not protecting our way of life. Increasing taxes does not protect the way of life. They say, well, infrastructure, you know, and then they turn around and they say, we're going to take $1.9 trillion, and they talk about it was a COVID bill. And what was it? Only 9%? Went into COVID. They're saying the same thing with the infrastructure. Only something like 10% or something is going into infrastructure. Look, it's a joke. What it is, it's a, might as well call it the new Green Deal, because that's what they're trying to make it be.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's just a thing to try to spend money and hope for the best, which is not going to make me very comfortable.
No.
You know, look, if you're not producing value, if you put money into something that's going to cost more to produce value than what you put in it, you know, and physics, you know, energy in, energy out. You put more energy in than comes out, it's worthless, right?
Yeah.
In other words, that's why we don't have certain type of programs like hydrogen fuel. I'm talking about real hydrogen, not the fuel cell. I'm talking about what's in the sun right now when they try to make that fusion reaction. It takes more energy to hold it in containment than it does for the energy that comes out. So more energy to utilize to make energy. more taxes to make less money. You see where I'm coming from?
Right.
We're in a feeding frenzy of you can equate it to energy, you can equate it to assets, whatever you want to equate it to. It's feeding on itself, and it's a negative drain. There's more going in than's coming out. There's more taxes and money going in than is coming out. Fat pork belly somewhere in there. Not helping us. Buying votes. Not helping us. Double taxation. Not helping us. You've got to get around it. You've got to fend for yourself. The government's not going to help you. So if they don't help you, fend for yourself. You know, all men to himself. If we're in a sinking ship, jump off and save yourself. Get in your own dinghy. Don't jump in that boat that won't float.
Oh, grab your dinghy and run for the side of the ship.
Yeah.
Grasp your dinghy firmly as you jump into the water. Don't want to lose your dinghy. I know what you're talking about. I'm just being silly here. But you're right. You know, you do have to go into that self-preservation mode at some point, you know.
Yes, that's and, exactly what I'm talking about.
The best way to do that is, you know, I know we say these things, and it's not all fun and games here because this is a very serious thing. But you need to pick up your phone and call David Ernest, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Or if you're in the Birmingham area, call 205-479-0839. And, you know, I did check that this weekend to make sure it was the right number. Call yourself, call David Ernest. Set yourself up an appointment to go by and see him. And tomorrow night, we got a way you can actually get free lunch by going to see David. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. I got something together for it.
Right.
And you're holding something in your hand. See, I can see David on the Zoom. I don't know if you don't use Zoom at home, but you are holding up the copy of, is that the good? Is that the one that can go out now?
No.
That's still the...
This is the first copy. The second one's coming. But we're about to be putting this book out. And it's the 11th commandment. Uh-huh. Never lose a principle. The year history repeated itself. In other words, when people are going to lose principle. People lost principle back in that March crash. You know, history is going to repeat itself. People are going to lose principle. People are going to lose value. This book will be very, very, very good. I'm going to get a lot of these books printed, and then we're going to have if you want to call it a signing or get together and eat pizza, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'll hand these books out, and you can read them. And get a little bit of an idea of what I'm all about.
Mm-hmm. Are there any pictures in there?
No pictures on the back of me.
Okay, no pictures in this one. Maybe the next one there'll be some pictures.
Well, this is a lot of type words in here. Not a big book. It's only about 50 pages long.
Well, that's a good sit down and read thing, and you can pick up some good information from it.
I wanted to make it simple so that people could, you know, cruise through it pretty fast, and mm-hmm. get a good idea about how we do things and why we do things. But I'm already starting working on a second book.
Uh-huh.
So this book will complicate will complement that book.
Yeah, I'm working
not
on
complicate it too. I no, hope not,
I'm gonna work on the Cliff Notes for that. You know,
you are okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Cliff Notes, man. Cliff, he was sharp. But let's see, the book's coming out, and the book signing should be fun. Now we'll get people to come out and check that out. Maybe I don't know. We're going to do that at Mr. Gus's, or we're going to.
Well, we might do it down the street.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I was talking to Gail today.
That'd be nice. I've not seen Gail in many years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, does she own that again? Because she had sold it at one point.
Yeah, she's a great businesswoman.
Oh yeah,
yeah, she owns it, and the food's fantastic. If you haven't gone down there and tried it out, so
just
you
know, does George?
It's like Mr. G's has wonderful Italian food, and wonderful pizza, and stuff like that. Uh-huh. She's got wonderful, good country food.
Does George the DJ still play out there some nights?
I don't think she's open at night, but she told me that if we would do this, she'll open for us at night, and so we're gonna be talking to her more about it. The thing is, if you want to try down the street, go down the street and try out some of that food. I think it's a great deal for the money. One of the best in Montgomery.
It is
one
very good. We got a couple of minutes here. I got a song for us as we go out. You know, we mentioned that song. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Mm-hmm. That's a real song. And I'm not going to play you the Ink Spots. I'm going to play another version of it. But let's see, tomorrow night, do you remember what we were going to talk about? Because I was working on it earlier. And
You were working on it?
I was working on it earlier. I was thinking
about... Well, you know, we kind of get messed up we kind of got messed up
actually
when we get lost a day, you know?
We were going to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Monday's Tuesday and Wednesday's Tuesday.
Okay, well, I think I skipped Tuesday and went to Wednesday. I don't know.
You got to be kidding me.
I think I did because... And this so
why,
week,
why'd you do that?
This week was next week, last week. I don't know. Let's see.
You're getting me confused.
Join the crowd here. Let's see here. We're looking at our notes here. David sent me notes.
Well, Tuesday's show was supposed to be Roar with Cash. Wednesday's show is Your Vote Counts, Your Decisions Count. But will you be able to count your money after the great crash?
That's what I got for tomorrow night.
Okay, with that. And Thursday's show
is...
Are you a controlled group or a fighter?
And then we'll have... Terry here to do some conspiracy stuff. All right. And so remember, what you need to do is call David Ernest, 279-7431, or in the Birmingham area, 205-479-0839. David has a website at retirewithernest.com. He is adding author to the list of his accomplishments. Is this your first book?
Yeah, but we're already working on a second book, too. So here's the thing. I'm going to hand these books out for free. I'm not going to charge them. And also, charge for them. And also, we feed everybody for practically free when you get... So, I mean, like, how many financial advisors do all this for you?
Not many. Not many at all. I can't think of one. You know, I can only think of one.
You can only think of one?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, I was looking to see. This song is kind of short, so we're basically just filling up. I mentioned you had a website at retirewithernest.com. He's on Facebook. I believe we've got a new television show this coming weekend.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah, I saw that. That was a fantastic show. It was part of a radio show. Don't hesitate to tune in on the CW at 5:30 on Saturdays or Sunday on the ABC at 5:30, and you'll see the television show.
There you go. And let's see. What else? We're everywhere.
I mean, like, we're in Birmingham. We're here. We're there. We're everywhere.
We're trying
to go everywhere we can go to tell the story of how to preserve your assets.
We may have a big announcement about Birmingham here soon. But here we go. I'm going to play this song for you. I think it might even say who it is. But it's an old classic. It's a sin to tell a lie. Just remember that some people will lie to you. But David Ernest will not. We'll see you next time on The Health and Wealth Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is John Denver,
by the way. Be sure it's true when you say, I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Cross my heart, I hope to die. I'll never, never, never tell another white lie. Took my little girl out on a date last night. Next to her brown and curly hair, I looked all right. Now I'm between the devil and the...